Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Hey, Dave, which animal larger than us with similar lifespans does not get cancer nearly as often?
Whales?
Nope. It's the elephant, which is really interesting because you'd expect they have a higher incidence of cancer because they have 100 times the cells we do. But only 5% of elephants die from cancer compared with our 25%.
This fits the PETO paradox, which says that cancer risk in animals does not increase with size or longevity, and we don't know why.
Cancer arises from mutations in the DNA, the blueprint of life. Yet every cell has sensors that look for mutations in DNA and will self-destruct if the damage is unrepairable. This cell suicide is called apoptosis.
An important gene in this process is TP53, and humans have two copies of it, one from your mother and one from your father. The African elephant, by contrast, has 40 copies.
TP53 is a vital tumor suppressor gene and is called the guardian of the genome. In the majority of human cancers, they're found to be mutated.
In a study, scientists worked with elephant blood by separating the white blood cells. They exposed the cells to treatments that damage DNA. They did the same with normal human white blood cells, as well as cells from people with Li-Fraumeni syndrome, who have only one copy of TP53 and are 90% likely to develop cancer.
These damaged elephant cells committed suicide at twice the rate as normal human cells, and at five times the rate of Li-Fraumeni cells. This suggests the elephant's extra TP53 is protected from cancer.
Who knew elephants could do this? And it makes us ask, what else could we learn from our animal friends?
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.